can't bank on yesterday, but the gift that God has given us is today. Many times we could come and we could just go through the routine of a today, but you'll never have this day again. But God has made an exclusive gift for you. He meant to know him and to engage and encounter him. Amen. I remember when I was a kid, there was an old worldly song. It says, wasted days and wasted nights. And there's a lot of wasted days in people's lives and wasted nights. They're wasting their life because they're not connecting with the Almighty God. Adam and Eve sinned, and as a result of sin, the Lord came walking to meet them. But Adam and Eve ran away from the encounter and hid themselves. How many times in life we begin to run away from God, run away from the opportunity, or ignore God? Have you ever been somewhere where there was somebody that didn't want to see you? And when you walked in that Walmart or we walked into that room, even they avoided you. I could remember somewhere, sometime, there was a young lady that seen us and she didn't want to see us. And in doing so, she began to avoid us. And it almost became a game till I got to feeling bad about it, where I would try to go down the aisle intentionally. And have you ever seen somebody that way that will avoid you? Amen. Many times there are those that intentionally avoid God because they don't want to pay the price of surrender to God. But I want to tell you, there's no option today. The enemy came, amen, to the garden where Eve was at, and he offered her a proposal, an opportunity, and an option that was elsewhere outside of God. I want to ask you, is there really an opportunity outside of God? Is there really a plan B? Amen. We're living in a daily deal where we're confronted with all kind of choices, food choices, clothing styles, the choice of car that you want to drive, the music, varieties, products to purchase. We have a lot of variety. Endless options is what our world advertises. But folks, I want to tell you, there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. I want to talk to somebody today. God has given you today. You don't have a tomorrow. And God has stepped to for you to make a connection with him. You could go through your routine and you could go through your ritual, or you could touch God today and give him praise and say, God, I need you. I need you in my life. One of the hardest things as a pastor is when you know in your spirit that somebody needs God and they don't realize the need of it. And you try to talk to them. You try to help them. You try to do everything in your order to let them realize that you got a time right now called grace. And the scripture that we read a while ago, the Bible says, don't take grace in vain. Don't take the grace that God has given us in vain. Just don't push it away. Don't receive the grace of God like, oh, well, God, you owed it to me. I want to tell you today, amen, we don't deserve what God has given. Aren't you thankful that God's still a giver of grace? But don't take the grace of God in vain. God has showed up and God has given you this day for you to make a choice and to go to him and say, God, I need you. And I need what you have. Amen. Come on, is there really a plan B? Amen. The devil began to propose an illusional choice. He said, hey, amen, you know, you don't have to do what God's telling you. And he twists the word of God. And today, amen, the devil still is deceiving. We heard about that while ago in Sunday school class. Amen. And how the enemy of your soul, amen, begins to try to steal, kill, contort the word of God and twist some things. I want you to know that your relationship with God, it should be something that of high priority to you. Amen. God does not want, amen, us today to be influenced with the things about us. God wants to be number one in your life. Hear me. Amen. You'll never be over Satan if you're not under God. If you're not submitted to God, the devil will use you as a toy and a token, and you will be fooled by the enemy. But today, I love it when somebody submits to God. I love it when somebody begins to let God have his way in their life. They become more than a conqueror, as we heard the other day. Hey, God desires to be Lord of everything in your life. Not just a Sunday morning worship service. But God wants to be Lord in your life of every motive, everything in your heart and life. There's going to be thoughts that come your way. We heard it. Even there's going to be temptations come your way. But if God does not have the opportunity to step to the center of your life and be the captain of your soul, you'll never know victory. Hey, hear me today. There is no prophet outside of God. Matthew, the 16th chapter, Jesus said, "What profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Hear me, nothing can replace your soul. There's no exchange value, no substitute. And I want you to consider the alternative. Satan was the first one to introduce an alternative in the garden. He began to allude and suggest there's something outside of God's authority worth pursuing. He implied God was holding something back. And he suggested you could be more. You could know more, and you can become more. And deception was simple. Satan was saying God is limiting you. But the truth is exactly the opposite. The freedom that Satan promises becomes a bondage. Outside of God and away from God, the freedom of this world is nothing but bondage. It's an illusion that he begins to use to dazzle with promises, and he promises liberty. But friend, that liberty has chains, and chains of doom. Aren't you thankful that God is still the keeper of his word? Amen. Oh friend, the Bible tells us in Galatians, the 5th chapter, stand and fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and don't go back and be entangled with the bonds of yesterday, of the past. I'm thankful that God has a power. God has a liberty. God has a fulfillment in our life. Have you ever been lured by advertisements? Something that made you feel you gotta have that. I gotta have this. And you give in to it today. There's ads that constantly run. Those of you that have a cell phone, there's things that will try to appeal to you and try to get you. You gotta have this and you gotta have that. And people will begin to buy into that, telling you gotta have it. After you get it, you never use it. It becomes vanity to you. It's become just something that you put on a shelf and you never utilize. And hell, Satan has a lot of advertisement. Things that you must have. I just gotta have this. But friend, on the opposite end, you'll find it's nothing but a weight to you. It's nothing but a high cost to you. It's nothing but an influence that sharpens you away from the things of God. I want to talk to somebody's heart today. The endless pursuit, when you follow the ways of Satan outside of God, will never fulfill your heart. But I'm thankful today that my God is one that will fulfill you, a God that will help you. There's a liberty in God when you realize that with him you can make it, and with him you can be fulfilled. That exclusive gift that God has, nobody could do your praying for you. That appointment that you have with God every day, only you could make that an appointment fulfilled. Is God somewhere on your list, or is he at the top of your list? You think about the endless pursuits of this world. It's like riding a merry-go-round. There's bright colors, there's lights, and there's music. But the ride, when it ends, you're exactly where you started. And the system of sin promises liberty but produces nothing but bondage and waste. And hear me, you return back to the same spot only for the chains to be tightened. The bonds get heavier, and your life just the same old thing. When God has given an exclusive gift today of today, today's the day of salvation. Some people think that God's purposes is restrictive, but the reality is opposite. Inside God, there's going to be joy beyond words, peace beyond understanding, and liberty. And we're not participating in empty religious rituals. We're living in a complete and satisfying opportunity with God Almighty, where God steps in. If you only knew how many people today that claims to know God and begin to say, I'm a Christian, but they have no fruit in their life. We need to get our life, amen, above our lips and begin to walk with God. God is looking for somebody to walk with him. Remember, he showed up for a walk in the garden, but mankind that he made, amen, ran and eluded him. Today, every day of your life, God shows up with a walk. Yesterday's walk will never fulfill the plan of God. Your yesterday, Brother Crossway, yesterday I had a wonderful time in God. But today you need to start it all over again. It's not a task. Who made it hard? Who made it so difficult to live for God? I want to tell you, it's difficult when you don't live for God. The way of the transgressor, the Bible says, is what? Hard. Who said living for God, you become a slave? Who said that? It's the people that can't live for God because they just are so full of pride and lust and so centered on self. Have you ever been bugged by something? You ever been bugged by something constantly? It's kind of like a fly in your ear or a mosquito. And you try to, and the more you try to swipe it away, the more it comes. And it just keeps bugging you. You ever had a fly at the table? And you're trying to keep your food nice. You're trying to keep it uncontaminated and polluted. And you're fighting the fly off. I'm going to tell you, the enemy does a job when you let him have authority in your life. He comes to pollute and destroy. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is the God that still fulfills. Amen. He's still the one that will help you. I'm talking to somebody today about your eternity. Amen. You cannot get into eternity with God until you take a day like today, every day of your life, and give God, amen, your honor, your praise. The Bible talks about feeling after God and finding him. I'm talking to somebody today. Everybody in this place, you ought to hear my voice and hear what the Spirit's saying. If you're not feeling after God, you're fooling yourself. If every day when you wake up, if you're not beginning to feel after God, to find God and put God on the throne of your heart, you're fooling yourself. Something is blind. Your life will be nothing. Oh, friend, I've been places where people try to tell me, look what all I got. Look what all I did. Look at, I got this degree. I got this right here. I bought that right there. Look what I got. Look at this. Look at that. So what? What good is vain riches? What good is big accreditations? What good is all the degrees? What good is all the billions of dollars? What good is all the accomplishments if you left God standing? What good is it if you've taken the grace of God in vain when God wants that grace to be applied? God still offers wholesomeness. Amen. There's some absolutes in Jesus Christ. You've got to repent. You've got to be born again. We know these things. But except you partake of him and follow him, amen, you'll never enter into the things of God. I'm thankful that God has a gift called today. That regardless of what I didn't do yesterday, what I failed to do 2 days ago and in succession to right now, I'm glad that God has opened the door for me, even right now, that I could come to him and say, God, I have failed you and I have severely messed up my life. But today, God, I don't want to let grace, amen, become a waste in my life. I don't want to let the things of your mercy become just something I push aside. I don't want to leave you just standing there. But God, I come to meet with you. I come to give you me. What about your soul today? Hear my voice today and hear what the Spirit is trying to say to us this morning. God is looking for somebody to rise up and present themselves to him and take advantage of that offering call today. You know, when church begins to pray, we have battles. You start having battles right in the middle of consecration, battles, war. We're at war. But you can't play with God. You can't play with God. You watch the mocker, the gainsayer, those that think they have it. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The one who feels, you can't make me. No, nobody can make you live for God. Nobody but you. But you watch yourself. You watch. You think you're in control. You just watch the storm come. You just watch what happens in your life. You just watch the repercussion. When a man thinks he stands, take heed lest he. I'd rather fall in the arms of Jesus than for the storm to cause me to fall as a fool when I had an exclusive gift called today and I chose to ignore God. And I did give God a chance. I didn't feel after him. I didn't find him. You know, I feel this in my spirit. You could play with me and fool me as your pastor, but you can't fool God. You could fool your neighbor. You could fool your spouse, but you can't fool God. Eternal life. It's worth everything. Eternal life is worth everything in the world. Amen. When you have it in your soul. I'm not going to put it a spiritual garage sale up today and sell out the things that matter to God. God is here today to talk to somebody's soul about you. An exclusive gift for just you and God. I can't do your praying. I can't do your walking. I can't do your talking to God. Only you can answer that. And today the Lord Jesus Christ has come to meet with you. How would you leave this service today? If a young girl in this place that's Katie's age, Katie, how young are you now? 10, almost 11. If Katie knew that, Katie, you had 20 days to live. 20 days to live. What would you do differently? It's kind of like the lady that walked in the doctor's office, and I use this a lot. And the doctor said, you have 6 months to live. And the lady went bananas. She went crazy. Brother Fancher, she started crying, throwing a fit in the doctor's office. The doctor said, you did not hear me. I didn't say you had 6 months to die. I said you had 6 months to live. And if you walk out of this office with 6 months to die, you will die. But if you walk out and you live every day of those 6 months, there's going to be something precious in your life. It's the same token with living for God. When you live for God, amen. You wake up in the morning and you can't wait to talk to God. You can't wait to lift your hands. Instead of saying, I wish he'd hurry up. I bind that spirit. I'm so sick and tired of people that are learning to turn God off. Amen. And not giving a God a chance, even on Sundays. Amen. Fooled. Amen. By the ways of man. I'd rather your dinner burn than your soul burn. I'd rather you, amen, realize today that eternity matters more than anything. I want you to get the grip today that God has showed up. And if you're not feeling after him and finding him and worshiping him, then grace becomes vain to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They took the grace of God and they just Don't matter. I'll have another tomorrow. You should never live like you have another tomorrow. The present time that you have is the most exclusive offer that God has given to you today. Tomorrow? No. There's no better time than today. Because today, the scripture says, is the day of salvation. Would you stand with me in this place? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't make you do anything else today, but I want somebody to lift their hands to the Almighty God and feel after Him. Would you feel after the Lord? You'll never find Him until you learn to feel after Him. Amen. You'll never know Him until you begin to make a move, amen, towards Him and towards His mercy and grace and say, God, I need You. I need Your power. I need Your glory. I need that worth in my soul, my heart, my life. Amen. Would you reach up to Jesus right now and say, Jesus, I need Your touch. I need Your grace. I need Your goodness. I need the worth in my soul. Renew me. Restore me. God, touch me today with Your blessings and help me, oh God, to live for You and be for You. I pray that right now, Lord Jesus. Let my heart, Lord, seek You. God, let me not pass this moment aside. God, today's my opportunity. Today's my time. God, I come to open my heart to You. I come to lift my heart to You today, God. And I come to bless Your beautiful and righteous name. Amen. Come on, won't you take the time right where you're standing and say, God, here am I. Here's my pursuit. Here's my hand. I reach to You, Lord. I come to praise You. I come to honor You. I come to seek Your face, oh Lord. I come to put You, Lord, in the highest seat of my life. God, I come to praise You, Lord, with love. I come to talk to You, oh God, with appreciation. Come on, He shed His blood for you, friend, that you could be free. He died that you could go free from your past. He died that you could go free in your future. But it takes today. It takes right now for you realizing this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever had a close call? Does it take a close call to get your attention, or does it just take the goodness of the Lord? Sometimes we forget close calls. We forget little times when we came so near to disaster and the Lord had His hand on us. And we forget about that. Today's the day of salvation. What you do with today matters. Will you feel after the Lord? Would you find the Lord? Would you come to the Lord with a crown of honor? Or would it be that you ignore Him like Adam and Eve did, ran and hid? Or would it be, Jesus, be Lord of the kingdoms of my heart, everything in my life, Jesus, I give it over to You. Let me just say this today. You may call Him Lord, but if He's not Lord of all, He can't be Lord at all. Where do you stand? Where do you stand? Hallelujah. Rain down, Holy Ghost. Sister Kristen, would you sing that chorus? Holy Spirit, rain
down.
Rain down. Come on, God's not our enemy.
And friend,
God is for us.
How we need Your touch again.
Oh, Holy Spirit, rain
down.
You get somebody by the hand. I want you to come to the front real quick. Come on, let's come together right now. Let's give God attention this morning. Don't leave somebody out. Bring somebody with you.
As as we stand on your word.
Holy Spirit,
rain down.
Well, I guess y'all didn't hear me. I need you to come to the front. Would you come to the front and lift your hands and your hearts? Will you come lift your heart to the Lord, Jesus? I need you.
Oh, comforter and friend.
How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain. Let it rain. Let it rain down. Rain down.
Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our heart.
Come on, ask God to change your heart.
As we stand on your word.
Holy Spirit. You ask him to renew you. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down.
Oh, comforter and friend.
Let you need your touch. Again. Holy Spirit,
rain down.
Ask him to do that, Lord, rain on my life.
Rain,
I need renewal, God, I need cleansing.
Down.
I need realization and revelation
let
in my life.
Powerful, let your voice be heard. Come and change.
As we stand on your word, Holy Spirit, rain down. Sing it again.